Ulatimech, even according to your tam, like going to Rabbi Yochanan, Ulatimech, what does the Mishnah mean at the end? Shloihoyi psulu b'kodesh. Anytime the psul was not in the kodesh, then it is matama beis abliya. Lasu yamai, what does that come to include? What does the sefer come to include? Ella, what do you have to answer? Reisha lasu yashchitas kodshim efnim. The reisha means, even though it's possible, as long as it was a shchitas kodshim that was done befnim inside the beis hamikdash, that's mitame midei minavela. It's a mitame midei minavela. Sefer that says psuloi shlohoyi psulu b'kodesh, sefer lasu yah malikas chulin b'chutz. The case you take an oif and you make a malika b'chutz on an oif chulin, that's nothing. There it is mitama abeis abliya. So I call upon it for now, Mishnah, there's no riot for Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kash on Rav. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavosu Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, I bring you proof to Rabbi Yochanan that if a Zar makes a malika, it's considered a malika enough that it takes off the Tumas Novela. So Gemara says, Tanya kavosu Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Molko Zar, Molko Posol, Ha'pigo via Noisa via Tomei, Ein Mitam Abeis Abluya. Says clearly that if a malika was done with a Zar, or else Molka Posol, even occurring this Posol, if he does the malika, or else Ha Pigul the Adam Achshev is Pigul Vishas the Malika, or else Via Noiso Via Tom, even though you Tomei, it says clearly, since you made the Malika though, is a Mitama Beis Abluya. So it's a clear Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says, Anoiso Via Tomei, Vloyer Minra, I do not say, Nafkilu, Mehetu Achilas Kochim, Vachalalayu Isin Avela Lamafreya. Like maybe now that it's nicer, if the oif became nicer, or the oif, perhaps of the oif became tummy, now that you're not allowed to eat it, maybe now it's chal and isser nevela like a mafreya. Kamashmala, no, that even though later on it was chal and isser nicer and isser tummy on it, but since lemaisa b'shash chita, b'shash malika, it was chal heter achila, so even though the heter goes off later, the tumas nevela does not come back. But I call upon him, it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shemati, I heard over Shtayim, I heard over two halachas. Achas, one halacha was that kemitza zar. I heard over one halacha about if a zar makes the kemitza by the mincha, if he takes the handful from the mincha. For Yachas malika zar, and one I heard over about if a zar makes a malika on a knife. Now, Achas Terid, Fiyakas le Terit. One of them I heard the halacha is, even if you put it on top of the Mizbeach, still it's Terit. You have to take it down. And one of these halachas I heard that, no, it's le Terit. But v'lo yadana, I do not remember on which one I heard. In other words, which one is a big ipsul? If a zar makes a malika, or if a zar makes a kemitza. Zumar says, Oma Chizki says that mistabra the svar should be kemitza Terit. If a zar makes a kemitza, that's mamish nothing. There's no heter on that. That kemitza should be tered. Even though you put it on top of the mizbeach, you have to take it down. But malika le tered. If a zar made a malika, and now you take that oif, and you put it on top of the mizbeach to burn it, you're allowed to leave it there, you're allowed to burn it. That's the svara. So Mora says, Maishna, what's the difference? Malika the yeshtim abama. What do you want to say? Because by a malika, a zar could do it in the bama. By Boma, Bishas, there was no Beis Midrash before then. When there was a Heter Abomois, even a Zar can make a Malika. So that's why even though now you have the Beis Midrash and the Zar is possible, but I call upon him to consider it something, therefore it's Leiterit. So Mora says, if so, Kemitza Nami Yeshna Baboma. No, Bishas, the Heter Abomois, there was no Din Kun at all. Even a Zar can make a Kemitza. So even by Mincha also, we should say Leiterit. Maybe you tell me the difference is like this. Ain mincha b'bama, no. Maybe there was no mincha by the bamas. B'shas was a heter b'bama, you could only bring a korban, not a mincha. So if so, there was never a heter b'zar to bring a mincha. Svar says, if you can say such a svar like that, then it also should follow to say that ain oifos nami b'bama. The huwa didn't even have to say there was no oifos b'shas the heter of bamas. Why? The Yomer Rav Shesha Shesha says the Divrei Yom, according to one that says Yesh Mincha B'Bomam, that B'Shas Tehter Abomis, that they did bring a Mincha. I'll tell you also that Yesh Eifes Vabama, who are then they brought Eifes Vishas to Azatra Abamas. But Ledivri Oimer Ein Mincha, but the Sheet of the Holds, no, Vishas Azatra Abamas, you cannot bring a Mincha. I'll tell you, Ein Eifes, who are then you couldn't bring an Eif either. And the Morris says, my time, how do you know this? The Postic says, Vochim, Huidashim, Voloim, and Ochis. You only bring a Zevach, Vishas Azatra Abamas, and not, Rashi says, Zvochim means, Vayizbechu Zvochim, Shlomim V'Sinai. So only Zvochim and not Menachis. So within the same deek is Zvochim V'lo Yoifes. So back to the question, what's the difference between if a Zar does a Maliko, or if a Zar makes a Kamitza? So where it says, Ela rather, Eim must say like this, Ein Kiddush B'Klisharis, B'Mincha, B'Boma. Today, Nechanami, we're going according to Mandi Yoma, they did bring Menachis, and they did bring Yoifes, by the Bama. Senechnami, the Eifes that they brought was the same type of an Eif we bring now. So therefore, at that time, Shasetra Bama is a Zar could do a Malika. So therefore, now, if a Zar does a Malika, HaKol Ponim, it's Lo Yerit. Ma'ashenkein, the Menachos, even though a Zar can make the Kemitza, Bishasetra Bama is, but at that time, the Pshat was Ein Kiddush B'Klisharis. They did not use a Klisharis then by the Bama. B'Mincha B'Bama. Therefore, it's not like the mincha we bring now in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, b'shas the Beis Hamikdash, a mincha has to be put into a klisharis. So maybe when you need a klisharis, then a zar has no shakas to it. Therefore, if a zar makes a kamitza now, and a chanami is like a psul 100%, and therefore the svar is, it should be yerid. Even if you put it on top of the mizbeach, we should take it down. You have no heter to burn it. Now the Mishnah says, "Molak pismoil oy belayla." If you made a malika, Kohen makes a malika with his left hand, or does it at night time, so it's not mitama beisabliya. Hagop one of the malika helps to take off the tumas nevela. Gemara says, "Turn around, but to the price like this." Yochai would have thought to say, "Te malika she lefnim mitama begodama beisabliya." If you make a malika lefnim inside, it would be mitama. In other words, on every oif, even a regular oilas oif, even you do it the hechsher, but still I would have thought to say that if you make a malika, the mice is still a nevela. It still has tumas nevela on it. Maybe only a chatas oif. There is a special gezeiras hakosev that if you make malika, you'll not eat from it. Sinachlami, there would not be a tumas nevela. But maybe on an oilas oif, that there's no way to eat it, maybe it remains in the vela. That's the price it says. Yochol tei malika she lefnim mitama begadam beis abliya. Come, the pasuk says in the vela that no, only in the vela has tumas, not a oif that has a malika. So where is why hanam in the vela? This oif also a shchita was not done to it, only a malika. So maybe a malika does not take off the tumas nevela. Maybe it's still called a nevela. Ela rather tamud leima treifa. Pasuk says treifa. Shrashi v'nefesh asher teichal nevelu treifa. Or nevela seif tor betuk makros. Talking about those kanim. V'ay treifa kor yaseiru. Now the reason why it says the word treifa is extra. L'drosha, like we'll soon see. Shiev shel shemeya kamashmo. You can't say it means kipshutei. So therefore there's an extra word here of treifa. So more says, ma treifa. Shein ma tera says hisa. Av kol shein ma tera says hisa. Just like a treifa, there's no head to teed it. That's why it has tumas nevela. Mashenka goes out of this. Something there is called af kol shein materas es hissa. But yosa malika she lefnim ho yovi materas es hissa a mitama begodama beveis abliya. That since the malika la maisa fakotchim bifnim is a mater, like we said on the chat seif, it's a mater to teed it. So since the malika is a mater, therefore it's a svara that avada the malika takes off the tumas nevela. So even by an oila seif, there would not be a tumas nevela. And Rashi explains that even by an oila seif, the mice of the malika is what's matter the isa. Like before the malika, you can't be matter the oila. It's only through the malika that you have a heter on its isa. So kids, even an oila seif, even though there's no heter achila, but the malika helps for the avoida, and now it's fit to burn the oif. Therefore, it has a matir. Therefore, it has no tumas nevela. But ovi hamolik kochim bachutz ma'amashenkin. Let's say take kochim bachutz. you make them likor in a bachutz, and a chanami, there would be metama b'beis kabluya. There it's not matter anything. Or moilek chulin b'im refnim b'im bachutz. And what did you take an oif of chulin and you make them likor on it, not a shchito? Whether you do it tefnim inside or outside, hoyu v'yein matir in esisa metama b'begodim b'beis kabluya. Since some lika on an oilas chulin has no heter at all, so therefore it's a regular novella and it have too much novella. That's called Ovi Mitama Megorma Beis Abliya. Tanidach, another price is like this. That Yochel, I would have thought to say, Te Shchitas Chulin Lefnim. If you make a regular Shchita on a Behemoth Chulin inside the Beis Amidish, or else the Kochim, if you have a Behemoth that's a Kochim, Behemoth Befnim, Behemoth Bachutz, Mitama Beis Abliya, it should Yibi Mitama Beis Abliya. In other words, we're talking about oif over here. We have an oilas oif or a chatas oif. I would have thought the sevi make a shechita on them. Beim b'fnim or beim b'chutz. It's metama beis abliya, since the din now of this oif kochim is to have a malika, not to have a shechita. So I would have thought the sevi make a shechita. It's nothing. It's metama beis abliya. Talmud Leiman. This pasuk says no nevela. That's called that only a nevela has tuma, not this. For the Gemara, why? When I'm in the veli, there's also in the veli. There's no hatar achila, it's dead. And rather again, Talmud Lema treifa, the pasuk says extra the word treifa. Sudash in ma treifa, shove me bifnim. Kibachutz, just like a treifa, has no hatar at all, whether it's done bifnim, whether it's done bachutz. Af kol shavois bifnim kibachutz. Who are din a psul, that has to be the same type of a psul, whether it's done inside or whether it's done outside. Yotze goes out of here, shchita schulim b'fnim. We make a shchita on oif b'fnim, that a kol ponim it has a heta, if it would have been done b'chutz, or else for kochim, b'im b'fnim, b'im b'chutz. Hoyo v'loi shovim b'fnim ke b'chutz, ein metama b'godim, abeis abliya, since it doesn't have the same halachis, it's not shovo b'fnim ke b'chutz, then mi b'fnim, the heta is malika. Mi b'chutz, in the chlam, it doesn't have a heta malika. But our koponim, since the malika helps befnim, who are dini, if you do a malika, or you do a shchita, whether it's bachutz or befnim, it's not matama based on godin. But our koponim, a knife, has a heta through shchita or through malika. So Mora says, Vishle mechulay, understand chulin, le shove befnim ke bachutz. It's not daima. La shchita oif, bachutz is supposed to be a shchita. Befnim, you don't have a heta to do it. But if you do it, I'll call upon the shchita does something. Ela kochim, idi v'yidi, psulim ninu. Well, by kochim, what's the difference? The ma'is is the din of kochim, oifres kochim is to make a malika, not to make a shchita. So if you make a shchita on an oila saif or a chata saif, it should be metama based on godim. There's no heta, not pifnim, it's shava, like both pifnim and b'vachutz. So if you make the shchita on the oila kochim, on the oif kochim, it means nothing. So my Rava says like this, we're meant to say like this. My Rava, emo'ilu loy shchitas, chutz, lechai v'koris. If you have this oila saif, a korban, you take it outside and you make a shchita v'chutz. The shchita means something, a koponim, that you be chayiv for shchitas chutz, you chayiv koris. If so, loy toila l'tarim de novela, so you see that shchita means something. Since the shchita means something, avada the svar is, it's mitayim de novela. So it was Ashkechon Chutz. And Echlam, you see that a Shechita on an Oilas, on an Oif, on an Oif Kochim means something Bachutz. But Pnim Minolim, where do we ever find that a Shechita on an Oif Kochim means anything Bifnim? So it says in Echlam, it is the Svara. Ho Yuvloi Shava Bifnim Ke Bachutz, since it's not Shava. Lamaisa Shechita on an Oif Bachutz means something. But since it means something Bachutz, who are them when you make a shchita b'fnim, it also means something. It also, our koponim takes off the tumas nevela. It's not called the psul hashava like a treifa, both be b'fnim and be b'chutz. Yaakov at the Gemara, so, molak kochim b'chutz nami loy. If you make a malika kochim b'chutz, also there should not be tumas nevela. Why? To le shava b'fnim ke b'chutz. It's not shava, because if you make a malika b'fnim, it's kosher. It has no tumas nevela. So if so, why do you hold, if you make the malika b'chutz, there is a tumas nevela, it's not shava. Amar Rav Simi Bar Rashi, Donin Dovor Shaloi Bechsheroi, Midovor Shaloi Bechsheroi. We have to learn out Shaloi Bechsheroi, like before, by the Shchit of an Oif Kochim. Even if you do it Pachutz, it's Shaloi Bechsheroi, you're not allowed to do it that way. Just if you do it Pachutz, Yechai Feshchit Aschutz, that's the Svar Hodin Yechai Befnim. But it has to be something that's done Shaloi Bechsheroi. On that we learn out that one place, Shalei Bechsheroi takes off a Tumas Levela, or take off the other place also. Ma'ashenkein Amalika Befnim, Tiyein Donim Dover, Shalei Bechsheroi, Midover Shechsheroi. You can't bring me a proof from the fact if you make a Malika Befnim, that is kosher, that takes off a Tumas Levela, who I did now, if you make a Malika and a Leif Pachutz, also would you take off the Tumas Levela? No, there's no Svara. You can't learn out Malika Pachutz from Lika Mibefnim. Because a malika mibefnim, that's hachsheroi, that's mitzvosa bekach. Havada the attacker, it's a good malika. Mashenka, when you're making a malika, that's not hachsheroi, you have no place to tell me that the malika, shlei hachsheroi, still takes off a tumas novela. So therefore, if you make a malika bachutz, enechanami, it'll be mitama begodim avesabliya. For the Gemara of Eloi, is that true what you're saying, Eloi? For a time of like this, minayin liyotzei, shimono liyorit, how do you know if you have a piece of meat or the emurim that went meat from the Kurdish Kadoshim? Halacha is if it goes out of the Azorah, has a psul yaitzei. How do we know if this meat went out and now you brought it back in, you put it on top of the mizbeach, and the din is lo yerid, that you don't have to take it down anymore? Why? Shira yaitzei koshim aboma. We're learning that from boma. And even though by boma, that's hachshera b'kach. The cloud there, there's no psul yaitzei. So how could you learn out by the base of Midrash where there is the psul yaitzei that if the bosta goes on top of the mizbeach it's lo yerid? How could you learn that out from a bomo over there? It's mamash hachshera b'kach. So my answer, like we had before, turn I'll answer you there. The yikah heter of kol olim that we say is lo yerid, it's on the pasuk of zois toiras oilo ribu samachlei. There's a ribui that says zois toiras oilo. Mashm, everything that goes up on Mizbeach is lo yerid. Because we have three miyutim, that there are three things that even though it goes up, we bring down. Now we're just saying, svaris, which one of the three things that yerid, and which one of the things that are lo yerid. So it's a svaris to say that yoytse should not be yerid, since Lamaisa there was a heter once for Bama. So it's not a real limud, because the real limud is the posik, zayis teres oilo. It's only a svar to say this should not be part of the miyut. So therefore we learn out from Boma, even though there is Bashera Bekach. But over here we want to say that the Malika of Oif Kochim Bachutz should be Metayim Adenavela, that you can't learn out from Malika Mibefnim. A Malika Mibefnim is Mama Shachera Bekach. Vashenka and Malika Bachutz, where it's Fipsul and Echnami, there we hold. It's Taka Metame, it has Tumas Novela. If you eat it, it's Metame you, Habes Abliya. Now the Mishnah says, Molak, let's say the Kohen made a kosher Malika, and after the Malika on the Yoif, the Nimsa Treifa, he found that there was a Treifa in the Yoif. He found the neck of a hole in the Veshet, Rasa Bnei Nayin, he found one of the Yutches Treifas. Salokharich, Rabbi Meir Leimer, Eini Metame Habes Abliya. No, still, the Malika takes off the Tumas Novela. Just like a Shchita on a Treifa takes off the Tumas Novela, who within a Malika on a knife, Treifa, takes off the Tumas Novela. Rabbi Yudu Aymano, Mitama Vavesa Bliya. Rabbi Yudu, that a Malika on a Treifa.